me now. Welcome, Gagan, and a very happy new year to you. And I believe you have some updates for us and then some info on the express entry.
Hello, Vidya, and happy new year to you as well and to our listeners. So yes, Canada never fails to surprise us. We have some few updates, and I'm going to just quickly tell two of these updates. One, Canada has started resuming gradually with the negative COVID test as a requirement for air travelers, but it is just from individuals traveling from China and Hong Kong. We'll keep you posted if this requirement extends to other countries as well. And the second new update we have, and it's so much in news, starting January 1st, we've seen an act coming in place called Prohibition on the Purchase of Residential Property by Non-Canadians. This act essentially places a ban on purchase of residential properties by non-Canadians. This will be relevant for anyone who's a US citizen and looking to purchase a city dwellings. So this is something for them to be aware of. This ban is there for 2 years, and it is supposed to cool down the residential market there in Canada. So now jumping on to our main topic, which is express entry. Invariably, this always catches the attention and is always a focus of our discussion, just because Canada offers express entry as a main pathway to welcome skilled workers to Canada. Now, if you are a recent graduate, you completed your OPT, or you just started on H-1B, you may still want to consider applying for Canada's permanent residency while in US or while outside Canada. And the program that you would be eligible is called Federal Skilled Worker Program. There are three main requirements, or three main minimum requirements for this program. One, you have to have a skilled work experience. This should be a continuous work experience, and any experience gained as a student is also counted. Second, your language test in English or French is counted, and that you must meet a band of 7 in all abilities, which is writing, reading, speaking, and listening. And third requirement is the education credentials, which you should obtain directly from one of the designated organizations. Only once you meet these three minimum requirements can you then advance to the next level of creating a profile and applying for permanent residency while outside of Canada. If you have questions, just feel free to reach out to us.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Gagan, for expressly updating us on all things Canadian immigration related. So if you're looking to get that Canadian immigration, you're looking to secure a U.S. green card, citizenship, adjustment of status, H-1B visa, or marriage cases, then you know where to go. It's the NPZ Law Group, and you can log on to visaserve.com to reach them, visaserve.com, or call them at 201-670-0.